Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tatlong taon na mula nang mag-isang itaguyod ng counselor at psychotherapist na si Mana Maniago ang Kairos Care, isang disability and support service provider sa New South Wales na ngayon ay may higit 80 empleyado, carers at support workers. 60% sa kanila ay mga Pilipino.
It's more of like combination of determination, perseverance, and actually really thinking positive. And also addressing the need then, kasi we can see the need in the community. So if you focus on getting, like, you know, providing help to others, that's where growth comes in, and that's where, like, you know, things happen. So, yeah, coming from the heart.
Right. Yeah.
Base sa NDIS o National Disability Insurance Scheme review nitong Disyembre, malaki pa ang nakikitang kakulangan sa mga disability workers sa bansa. Isa sa nakikitang problema ang hindi tugmang kakayahan ng ilang mga tagapag-alaga at ang paghikayat sa kanila na manatili sa sektor. Ayon kay Mana, naniniwala siya sa kakayahan ng mga kapwa Pilipino pagdating sa pagbibigay kalinga at pangangalaga. Kaya't ngayong taon, plano rin niyang mag-sponsor ng mga support workers mula sa Pilipinas para makapagtrabaho sa Australia, ganun din sa mga estudyanteng nandito na sa bansa.
With like the Filipino community, kasi diba naturally talagang caring tayo. So if you're talking about support work, mostly of our company, yung support workers namin, they're predominantly Filipinos. And as you've seen probably that, ano, it's a testament of how great they are. Most of them bag the awards kasi talagang very genuine, very caring. And lahat ng mga clients namin, regardless of the lahi, they really like Filipinos. So I'm just so proud of our team. Even the, siguro nga 60% actually Filipino kami. So I'm just proud to be, like, you know, being Filipino. I'm proud to be working with fellow Filipinos.
And one of the big announcements tonight is mag-open na kayong sponsorship even para sa mga overseas na magkakaroon ng opportunity. Can you tell us more about that?
We're going to be starting to offer sponsorship sa mga students natin na nag-aaral ng disability support dito sa Australia. So as you know, maraming students na nag-work sa aged care and disability sector, and most of them, they're just waiting for someone to sponsor them para magkaroon sila ng, of course, permanent residency and also to have the longer hours of working. Kasi at the moment, as you know, 24 hours lang sila nag-work. So in this particular instance, having that opportunity to sponsor the students and other people from overseas, it will give them opportunity to have a better life and opportunity to stay here in Australia.
Ilan sa mga katuwang ni Mana sa pagbibigay ng serbisyo ang mga disability workers na sina Maria, Shan at Malcolm. Nasubukan na ni Maria na magtrabaho sa childcare at iba pang industriya, pero tila nahanap niya ang mas malalim na layunin sa buhay sa pag-aalaga ng mga taong may disability.
Because it's very meaningful. I've been to different industry. I've been in childcare, but this one, touching people's lives and helping them every day, it's making their lives easy, and, you know, always be someone be there with them, to just to be giving care. It's really priceless. With the plus your compassion of what you're doing, you're passionate of being a support worker. Of course, I see myself retiring with this kind of job, actually, or even still helping, because it's really meaningful. It's really, if you don't, I don't know, maybe because of the passion, what you see of people of Australia, it's just like paying back Australia of being kind to me, being a Filipino in a foreign land, you know, it's very fulfilling talaga siya. It's not that hard, siguro yung hardship nawawala, it's because of yung nandun yung care mo sa kanila. Yeah.
Do you think yung care na nabibigay nyo na yan sa mga client nyo is nanggaling din sa experience mo bilang Pilipino sa culture na?
I think yes. Kasi like my mom just arrived 2 weeks ago. feeling ko yung sinusupport ko is my mom. Yung parang ganun. Tapos tayo laging malapit sa parents natin. We look after our lolo and lolas. And then here they are. They're on their own at home in a housing commission. And no one will... If they... Sometimes, if no one will pick them up, they cannot go outside. Or even just helping them. Just someone to talk to. Yung alam mo yung ganun. Unlike yung sa atin na we live next to each other, and then you know that you'll be fine. My mom is fine because I know my brother is there, but our people here in Australia, they're living on their own. You know, the kids doesn't come anymore. So they treat me as their own child, and I treat them like mom. I call everybody mom.
Dagdag nila, walang madaling trabaho. Ayon kay Malcolm, isa sa mga nakikita niyang malaking pagsubok ang kakulangan ng pangunawa ng ibang tao sa mga may kapansanan.
I bring the participant out for a community access for them to feel that they're part of the community. Some of the people were looking at them differently, so I felt bad and I explained to the client that don't worry about them, you know. And yeah, we're here to be with them, you know, lagi.
Isa sa mga pinakabago sa sektor ang estudyanteng si Sean, pero determinado siyang matuto at ibuhos ang oras sa pagbibigay ng kalinga sa ibang tao.
There's so many opportunities. First of all, if you really love, because I went to this sector because I love helping people. And so when I went to the NDIS sector, that's what I felt as well. It feels very, very, very good to the heart, very warm to the heart. It's amazing. And tip is to be yourself and just be a friend to the people that you're going to be supporting. Because at the end of the day, they're not actually looking for a support worker. They're looking for a friend. They're looking for someone that they can trust na I can depend on this person because I know something's going to happen to me. And this person, I trust them with my whole heart. They have my back.
Samantala, hiling naman ng mga support workers na tulad nila na mabigyang pansin ang kanilang mga trabaho at patuloy na magkaroon ng pondo para sa mga nangangailangang pasyente.
I think more of the boost of to attract more support workers. Kasi this is where what's happening sometimes na we're out of people. As much as you wanted to help a lot, but you can only do like maybe 8 hours a day and as much as you want to do. Yeah. But then kulang ng tao, maybe sana hindi baguhin yung funding, especially the marginalized people, yung people with disability, no? Sana hindi nila baguhin. Sana they will boost it more para, actually, it's good for our economy na they're out of the hospital and they are fine. Na hindi na tayo magbabudget pa kung magkakasakit man sila, they get worse. Alam mo yun, they will be in respite, they will be, you know, pero kung laging, especially being having a positive output in life, hindi sila mapupunta sa hospital.
This is actually, like this industry is a challenging industry, pero it's very rewarding. You wouldn't, mapapaiyak ako, pero you wouldn't believe how much impact, hindi tayo yung nagbibigay na impact sa kanya, sila yung nagbibigay na impact sa atin. Why? When we see them get better and we see them, like, you know, get out of their comfort zone, you've done your job and it's just like very heartwarming.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.